And in the studio with me this morning, delighted to welcome Helen Sinclair. A very good morning, Helen.
A very good morning to you.
How lovely to see you. And to give you your full title, if I may go formal just for a second, Helen Sinclair, MBE.
I'm delighted to say yes.
That's wonderful. What an extraordinary honour. That's marvellous. And I'm sure we'll learn in chatting to you the reason for that wonderful recognition, that award. So Friends of the Animals, a vital facility here on the island. I was fortunate enough, in fact, yesterday afternoon to pop round and see your facility on the Riverway just up the road here and to meet your staff there, including dear Lacey, who I used to teach, as it turns out. And a very good morning to Lacey, if you're listening. But a wonderful facility there, extraordinary. I was most impressed with everything there. But for those people listening who are perhaps not familiar with how important and vital the service you provide is, can you outline Friends of the Animals? What do you do here?
We do a huge amount of work, everything from spaying and neutering. We've done almost 12,000 spays and neuters on the island. We offer a rehoming service, especially for dogs, rabbits and other small animals. Mm-hmm. We loan out equipment such as puppy pens if your animal needs to be contained because it's been injured. Mm-hmm. And carrying baskets if you need to take your animal to a vet and you haven't got a basket, come to us, we'll loan you one free of charge.
Oh, no,
please bring
very
it
helpful.
Back.
Yes, of course.
And we help with veterinary treatment as well.
Mm-hmm. And how far back do we go with Friends of the Animals here on the island as a charity?
Probably the best part of 15 years,
really,
although the charity began in 1990, mm-hmm. In what was at the time my flat in Birmingham in the West Midlands.
Right. And what brought you to the island, Helen? And the Friends of the Animals as well came with you, of course.
We'd come down here a few times and thought it was a really special place, and I still feel very strongly that it is. Mm. Wherever you go in the country, there are animal problems. So this isn't the only branch that we have. We've also got one in the Midlands, one in Lancashire, which is cats. We've got 91 cats there currently, mm-hmm. and also Portsmouth.
So what is it about the services that you provide here on the island that you think makes it a vital charity service, the facilities that you have on the island? Is the island a particular, apart from a wonderful place to live, as you've rightly pointed out, and moved here to prove, but is there a problem with pets on the island, particularly cats and dogs?
I think there is, especially far too many cats. People
really?
Let them
Why
breed. They don't appreciate they can have 3 litters a year.
Mm.
We've had people who've ended up with a huge number. In fact, one lovely lady had a house full of unneutered cats, asked us if we'd pay the whole amount, it would have cost us hundreds.
Really?
We said no, but we will help you towards the cost.
Mm-hmm.
And we were a bit concerned, if not shocked, when she turned around and said, well, I've just spent $4,000 on a boob job, I've got no money. So a young lady who lost her priorities there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, with this cat problem in particularly that you're highlighting there, I mean, the solution is oh so simple, isn't it?
It really is, and we were very willing to help with the cost.
And when you say that, I mean, anyone can come to you with a problem. I mean, when I was around at your facility in the Riverway yesterday, the phone didn't stop and the inquiries were coming in the whole time I was there. And your staff were fielding them very deftly and professionally with advice and assistance. But anyone can call the charity and find out what you advise or how you can actually physically help them.
Absolutely. The number is 522511. We're there Tuesday to Saturday,
mm-hmm.
10 till 4, the phone lines are on.
Right.
Can I mention here that we're not honestly there to save people money. We're there to get animals treated who wouldn't otherwise be treated.
Right.
These days, there are many people on a low wage who are really struggling, and we will help them too.
Is it the case, do you think, that in the current economic climate, with people struggling with all this austerity and economic cutbacks and so on, which affect the family, that pets get pushed further and further down the priority list at home? I mean, feeding the family, putting food on the table and heating the house, you know, is a struggle for a lot of people, for most people these days. And pets are a wonderful thing for a family to have, of course, but they do kind of lose out when things get tight, don't they?
I think you're right. They often come last. We say, really, when it comes to getting help, animals are invariably at the very back of the queue.
Mm. So the facilities and the services you provide, as you have outlined, I mean, invaluable for everyone here on the island. And while you can't, obviously, as a charity, you don't have huge funds available to pay for expense, because vet treatment is very expensive, isn't it? I mean, I think I was talking to Lacey Scott-Jackson, your facility manager, yesterday, and she was saying that the equivalent cost of veterinary costs for fairly simple, straightforward, say, spaying or neutering operations seems to be considerably higher here on the island than it is just across the water in Portsmouth, for example.
That's true, it
now,
is.
Why is that?
I don't know. Having said that, the two vets that we do use on the island, which is Medina, mm-hmm. especially, and mm-hmm. also Green and Forster, mm-hmm. they do both give us a discount, and
right.
we further discount that figure
right.
to make it attainable for owners.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, I want to come back to you a couple more times, certainly, Helen, and take advantage of you being in here and talk more about Friends of the Animals. And in particular, I know you have a target, a fundraising target in mind, and a project, a very exciting project underway. So we'll come back and talk to you, if we may, in just a moment. We're going to take a break now and go to some of our sponsors, and then we're going to have the UK's Eurovision entry. Now, you'll have heard me talk about this when I played it on Tuesday afternoon, and I don't know if you've heard it. If you haven't, then it's your chance coming up very shortly. Then we'll do today's 10 out of 10 fun music quiz. So stay tuned. Back with Helen Sinclair, MBE of Friends of the Animals, in a while. Now that is a summer sound, if ever I've heard one. Soul Limbo, Booker T and the MGs. And believe it or believe it not, I've already got a 10 out of 10. Yes, Lord Philby of Tottenham. Well done, sir. Minutes to 11 o'clock here. You're listening to the Andy Knight Radio Show. In the studio with me is Helen Sinclair, MBE. Received that MBE for services to animal welfare. And we're just learning some more about the work that Helen and her charity Friends of the Animals do, not only on the island, but obviously we're concerned particularly on the island here. And talking of that, and mentioning, as I was a little while ago there, Helen, that I visited your facility just up the road from us here at the Riverway. A marvellous facility, lots of space, well used, very professionally laid out, and very interesting, the range of goods and services that are on hand there and the information that's available. But, of course, we know that the lease on that building is due to expire fairly shortly, and that has caused a problem, hasn't it? So what's the future?
Well, it's a six-year lease. We're 4.5 years through. Those 4.5 years have absolutely flown by, mm-hmm. so we know 18 months will. We really need to secure a permanent base on the island. Mm. Newport is our headquarters for the whole country.
For the whole country?
Yes.
Oh, that's marvellous. So it's vital for all sorts of reasons, not least of which being the future of Friends of the Animals beyond the island, in that case, really, that suitable premises are found. And you have a fundraising project which has just been launched, and that is really important. Perhaps you could tell us a little about that,
I'd
Helen.
Be delighted to. It's a brick appeal. We had a builder visit our premises at 17A Riverway on in Newport, and he calculated how many bricks we would need. And it works out, many thousand, unfortunately, but we're doing them at £10 a brick, and we need to raise 200,000. Before I came into the studio this morning, I looked at the current figure, and I'm delighted to say we're up to £4,350.
Congratulations.
That is in
marvellous.
2.5 weeks.
That's
but there's
extraordinary.
A long way to go.
A long, long way to go. But that is a very promising start, is it not?
I mean, it is.
That's tremendous already. That's very, very good news. We will, of course, before we finish chatting a little later, Helen, be giving more contact details for people who either wish to access your services at Friends of the Animals, or perhaps also are in a position to make a donation, which would be, you know, marvellous news if we can keep that figure growing day by day. So you are on the clock is running, really, isn't it, as far as the headquarters of Friends of the Animals is concerned. I mean, 18 months sounds like a long time, but as you've already alluded to, 4 years has flown by, and the next year and a half will disappear in a flash, I dare say.
It will. Not only that, the premises where we are, they really do ideally, they're ideally suited for our setup. All on the ground floor, and as we have lots of heavy equipment, that's important. Mm. Great car park, and in Newport, which is where we choose to be.
So this this brick appeal, is this to construct new premises or to find existing premises and convert? Is that
it? Is to purchase premises.
Right.
If we can stay where we are, the landlord has already said some time ago, at the end of our lease in 18 months' time, he intends to sell.
Ah, right.
Really, we hope to be in a position to purchase those premises. If not, we need to to purchase other premises.
So ideally your plan would be, if the price is right and you're able to afford it, of course, to stay precisely where you are at Riverway at the moment, because those premises are, as you point out, ideally suited.
They are. Parking is a huge problem often, yeah, and this
absolutely.
Is great.
And the parking, when I went up yesterday afternoon to visit your premises, was exceptionally easy, of course. It's very central, and yet parking is good. And I was also interested and slightly amused to go into the very large back room where all your stock is held, and what an amazing array of stock, all donated, by the way, which I was delighted to see the extent and range of your stock, everything from blankets to dog food and everything in between, cat baskets and so on. But I did mention to Lacey, your facility manager, you know, this seems very heavily guarded. There were bars on the windows and so on. She informs me that its original purpose was that it was where the council used to count their parking money from the car parks.
It did, and we checked. They didn't leave any.
You did look, obviously, to see if that would help. But, yeah, very one of the most highly guarded resources of cat and dog food I've ever seen in my life. I mean, the strong steel bars on all the windows. But, no, it's a great facility. So this... buying a brick is vitally important to you, and they're £10 each for a brick, but any donation I suspect will be welcome, whatever people can provide, I suspect.
Any. We are truly an appreciative charity. I've always appreciated people have many, many choices of charities to support, but I can honestly say no one tries harder than us to get the best possible from every single penny donated.
And am I right in saying that, I mean, apart from obviously having to pay for staff and facilities and so on, obviously you get a lot of donations in kind, as it were, in terms of cat and dog food and so on and so forth, but also cash donations. The figure of £4.5 million over the past few years is what you have raised as a charity. Is
just that, over that, in fact, yes. That's in 25 years.
That's incredible.
But we've got little to show for it apart from lots and lots of very happy, healthy animals.
Well, you say little to show for it. I think that most people would sign up and say that's an awful lot to show for it, because without your charity and the services and advice that you provide, what would have happened with those animals? I mean, I've also, I don't want to go into any particular details, because some of the details are really quite harrowing. I mean, you mentioned the story of the lady who had her priorities, shall we say, mixed up as far as her funds were concerned. But in terms of some of the rescues, the animal rescues from swans to dogs to kittens and so on, I mean, there are some harrowing stories of neglect and injury to animals, pets, domestic or otherwise. And you have helped there enormously, haven't you? I mean, it's an awful lot that you do.
I'm really proud to tell you that for every single one of our 25 years, veterinary treatment has been by far our biggest outgoing. Last year it was around 190,000, and the year before I think it was £221,000 just on vets.
Really?
That is a lot of money to raise.
I think that, I mean, you obviously have links to, as you mentioned, Medina and Green & Forster on the island here, which is marvellous, and clearly they are very supportive of the work you do and discount their bills to you, which is marvellous to hear. But anyone who can provide any assistance, would you be interested in more people? Do you have a volunteer section of people who just run stuff around and deliver things? Or
we do. I'm pleased to say we've got a network of cost-effective foster homes.
Ah, right.
If you think you can look after an animal in your home, we would be so pleased to hear from you. It's done on a voluntary basis, but we pay everything you will need, either provide or pay for, so it won't cost you. Normally it's short term, often not more than 2 weeks. I think having foster homes focuses you, whereas sometimes if animals are in kennels, they can be there a very long time. We turn them over quite quickly.
So you, I mean, your route of preference is to foster out animals at every occasion that you can, and fostering homes are clearly a vital component in the work that you do here on the island. So if anyone wished to contact you and say, yeah, I can offer a foster home for a cat or a dog, would you go along and talk to them, visit the site, the house, and to discuss what would be needed, whether there are children, other pets, and whether it's suitable and how it would work? I mean, can you help them in that way?
We would. We home check with great care. We're an appreciative charity, so if you think you can help in any way at all, even admin in the office, voluntary driver, anything. Come on a collection. I'm sure we'll have an animal costume, which is how we might raise most of the money to fit you. Just be very pleased to hear from you indeed.
Okay, well, we will, of course, cover those contact details when we wrap this up in a moment or two, Helen. But if I may, we'll go to a quick break now, and we'll go to one from the Merseybeats, back to the 60s for this one, and back to Helen Sinclair, MBE, Friends of the Animals here on the island. Fascinating stuff, and this very worthy cause, this fundraiser to secure their premises for the future right here on the island. But first of all, don't turn around. Great 60s sound of the Merseybeats there. Don't turn around. 12 minutes to 11. With me in the studio is Helen Sinclair, MBE, Friends of the Animals. And Helen, it's been an absolute delight to talk to you and to learn of the services, the vital services you provide here on the island for pets of all shapes, sizes and descriptions. But can we just recover the contact details and where you are? Because I'm sure a lot of people will have been interested in not only the appeal, but the services and perhaps even in volunteering. So can we give those again?
Certainly. Our telephone number, 522-511. Phone lines are on Tuesday to Saturday, 10 till 4. We are situated at 17A Riverway. That's next door to the hospice warehouse and just four doors from Bywise. We would love to show you around. Please ring us first, though, on 522-511. And if you would donate £10, possibly in memory of a much-loved animal, or indeed a person, towards our brick appeal, we would be forever grateful.
That's marvellous. Helen, thank you so, so much for that. And I will, of course, continue to monitor the situation and keep that number up front and let people know it. So thank you so much for joining me in the studio this morning. The very best of luck with the brick appeal and the future of Friends of the Animals on the island.
My great pleasure. Thank you.